Carrie and Tommy have a stack of laughs for you in this podcast all sorted. And Tassal has dinner sorted with responsibly sourced Tassie salmon that has a healthy boost of omega-3 in every bite.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And how are we today, guys?
Well, I'm all right, but Tommy sent around a group WhatsApp message to us last night. You were in dire straits.
A lot of people thought I wasn't going to make it in today, but here I am.
Looking better than ever, I might say.
Some people have said that it's made me look slimmer.
Yes, I think it might have.
I don't know.
It's
I don't
not a
think
fun
it...
way to get there, though.
No, no. I don't
you,
think it
are
is.
You actually okay?
Yes.
Just to do with what happened last night, not the rest
of
everything else.
Oh, God, I thought that was a real can of worms. I was like, all right, Jesse, play Everybody Hurts and let's get stuck in.
Can you tell the people now what was wrong with you or are you going to make us wait?
Stick around. Hear what came in and out of where later on.
Gross.
Too much? Oh, yes. You can talk, mate. I had so many people message me about... basically what you were talking about yesterday.
What
I don't
were you talking about yesterday?
No, because I don't want to say specifically what it is because it'll make me spew.
Oh, when I accidentally got splashed back from the toilet bowl in my mouth while cleaning it. Because I thought a lot last night about the caller that called up and said that their young baby would suck on the toilet.
Why are we talking about it again?
I don't know. Just in case you missed it yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, you can listen to the podcast. Or we just repeat it.
What's coming up next, Bickers?
I have become my mother.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this not the good bits. The bits that terrify my children.
Great. Yeah. Great. I'll hear about it next.
Carrie and Tommy.
The Wednesday arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. The time game is coming up real soon.
Ooh, big jackpot for the time game today, people.
I have become one of those people that uses things that I saw off infomercials. And I'm proud about it. I love it.
Oh, have you got one of those fun shake weights?
No, I've never got a shake weight.
Didn't you? Have you got
a
thunder thigh thing?
I don't have a thigh
master 3000 because the ad kept going, have you got thunder thighs? And all these poor people like looking at the camera like, I didn't know my footage was going to be used for this ad. You know, they just agreed to like royalty free footage and they're like, we're just going to get shots of your body, $50 for the day's work. There you go. And then for years, they're like, yes, I'm the thunder thigh woman.
That often happens in news footage.
Yes.
You see people walking in the background.
Yes. Remember the bloke we had that rang here that it was like his favourite T-shirt and he keeps seeing it on like the obesity stock footage.
I know. Poor guy.
Legend.
Anyway, so I've got the knife sets, I've got the cookware, and now
Have you got a knife set?
Yep.
From and did it come with three scissors that can chop a boot?
Shoe in half?
Yes.
No, it didn't, but I got it free with my cookware.
Okay.
It's amazing cookware.
How much?
$2.99 for the full cookware, and it came with the knife set.
Pretty
good.
Were you one of the first callers through, so you got an extra one free?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
No, that was the knife set free.
Oh.
Anyway, we're not talking about the latest thing that
I
have.
That's a shame because I've got questions.
Machine gun.
I bought machine gun.
Did you get one of those free as well? You just get the first one and you point at the
plotting. I did wonder why you've been putting lipstick on and writing kill list on the wall.
Massage gun.
Massage gun.
It is a gun that's a machine, though. So
weirdly, though, my kids do carry it around the house, pointing at each other, and it's very disturbing because if you have a massage gun, it looks a lot like a gun. Right?
Yeah,
but no, it's not a machine gun.
Does it?
It does, except for it's got a round
it's
knob.
Got a round ball
you could
on
hold
the
up
end.
A bank yes. with that.
I honestly think if you put the right, adapt. What's it called? Contraption on the end?
Yeah.
Because it comes with three different ends.
Yeah.
There's a round knob and then there's like this two-prong knob and then there's the...
So it's just knobs. Are you sure you bought a massage gun?
I reckon if you picked the long,
because I've got a massage gun
one.
And mine doesn't come with four knobs.
You're missing out. I reckon you could fool people if you were in a situation.
You couldn't, mate. It's so like... It looks like a drill, a power drill.
Yeah, I don't use them often, so I'm not familiar. But anyway... I was using it the other day and my mum bought it for Chris for his birthday. And at first I was like, oh, what a waste of like money.
Oh,
sorry, mum, I didn't think that, obviously. I didn't mean. Yeah. Anyway, I thought, what a waste of money.
Yes.
Because he just has massage balls he rolls on. I thought, can this be any better? Oh, my God, it's life changing.
Yeah, they're the best.
I spend hours massaging all parts of my body. I just put it along the edge of my spine.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Yeah.
And you can up the speed. Sometimes I get the kids to do it. Sometimes Chris does it. He just stands
yeah.
behind me with the massage.
Yeah.
and he puts it up full speed.
Does he? And for how long?
It is for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. He could stand there for a while. It's very, it's transformative is the way I would describe it.
Are you leaving Chris and your family for your massage gun with its four exchangeable knobs?
It is.
A knob for any occasion.
Amazing. If you haven't got one, you should get one. It's great for the glutes. It's great after a run. It's just life changing.
The glutes.
Anyway, what ended up happening the other day was I realised, so I don't know if you remember me telling the story about how I went and had a massage with my mum one day.
It's
a few years ago. You do remember the story?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's embedded.
We had a couple's massage, even though we're not a couple, lying next to each other on the bed.
To qualify.
And my the whole way through the massage. Oh, no, she's texting me now. Oh. Different, something different. She's not listening. And she went the whole way through. Oh. And I was dying on the massage.
Because that's coming from the couple's room. At the massage parlour.
And it was because the woman's hands were so incredible on my mum that she just, the experience was transformative and she couldn't keep her mouth shut. And as I stood in the bedroom the other day.
Is this what transformative means?
No, I know I've used it a lot. I don't think it's
I don't think I've ever transformed anyone. Gosh. You need to up my
you
game.
Need a couple of different knobs.
I need three more. Jesse, what are you doing?
I stood in the bedroom while Chris held the massage gun to my bumpy bits and on my back, and I made the same noise as my mum made on that massage chair. I was like, oh, keep going. So, and then Evie walked in and she looked at me, and then I became so self-conscious of the noises that were coming out of my mouth, but they were involuntary. I couldn't stop them. The gun was that good that I just couldn't keep quiet.
Is it hurtful for Chris that hasn't happened before? You've never had involuntary noises escape you ever before. Until
not in front of the kids, though. That's what's different about it.
Until this technology came into our world. So what are we doing?
Sometimes 13, you need help.
So are we doing 13 1060? What made you transform?
No, what? I just wanted to, when you realised you were like your mother. Oh.
Yeah,
13 1060. When was that moment when you were like, oh my God, I've become my mother?
Great.
13 1060. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie and Tommy.
New Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy. And on 13 1060, when did you realise you were your mum?
Yeah, I've started using a massage gun. That's not the mum thing that I do. It's the sounds that come out of my mouth when I'm being massaged.
Give it to us one more time.
Oh, keep going, which is exactly what my mum said when I was in a couple's massage with her as a lovely lady was massaging her. That's the noise she made for 45 minutes, and I wanted to crawl outside of myself and crawl out of the room.
Just so you know.
Leave my soul in there.
Out of respect for Jenny Bickmore.
Yes.
I'm not making heaps of jokes that I could make right now.
Well, she's fine with it. I said to her afterwards, you can't make those noises.
Remember when I told her, I asked her if she rooted Mark Holden and you were so outraged by that.
You cannot ask that. That's horrible.
Why?
Because it's disrespectful to my mother.
But she was fine with it.
Carla, when did you realise you'd become your mum?
Hey, guys, I've vacuumed the inside of the fridge.
Carla.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, that's genius.
Well, yeah, but look, my mum is obsessed with the vacuum cleaner. Like, I mean, has a $1,000 machine, vacuums every single day. And I moved out. I was like, I'm not like her. Until I found myself with the fridge light on my face, vacuuming the inside.
Carla, I don't do this anymore, and I promise I don't do this anymore, but when I first moved out and I couldn't be bothered washing my sheets, I would just vacuum them.
That's disgusting. And then you'd make them dirty because the thing that had been rolling across the floor was then on your bed.
The thing that had been rolling across the floor. Oh, I was
the
like,
vacuum
that's me.
Cleaner.
I was wondering who's in bed.
Like that's dirtier than you in your bed.
Again, because I'm not saying it was the right thing to
also,
do.
Also, what are you vacuuming up? Like
g'day.
Crumbs, are you eating in there?
G'day, Katie. Well, we've got our youngest caller through. Katie, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Who were we just almost speaking
sorry,
to?
Sorry, my little baby just started cracking its back.
Absolutely fine. When did you realise you'd turned into your mother?
When I started labelling my children's clothes.
Clothes.
Yeah, like, you know, undies, pajamas, t-shirts.
Oh, on the drawer.
I do it too, Katie. It's all right. No shame.
I was adamant I never would because she used to annoy me so much when she would do it to me. And now I'm that psycho mother going after my kids when they don't put them in the right drawers.
Oh, it makes it so much easier, though, if they could only just put it in the right drawer.
Oh, it's for the kids. It's not for you. It's not when you forget.
No, I think we know which drawers we need.
Well, you say you do, but you've got labels on all of them.
Who have we got here? Is that you, Husey?
Yes.
Long time listener, first time caller?
No, I did not want to go on air. I just tried to ring the producers to find out the brand of gun that you've been using. So that's
And what happened, Hughes? Did you get stuck with producer Annabelle and she told you that you are going on air?
She did, absolutely. And I'm happy to wait for the two songs, but I just want to know.
Have you used a massage gun before, Husey?
No. Oh my God. We've never used it. So what brand is it? I mean,
I don't actually know because I don't have it here. I think it might be either a Booster Pro or the Flow Mini. I can't remember which one exactly.
I can tell you what mine was, Husey. I had a good one.
But Chris uses, first of all, he was using it. And I know you, like him, like to go for a run and he'd get into the knots and it just like makes them waste away. Like they just disappear.
Yeah, normally the massage balls are full, create agony, but what you seem to have come across creates joy. And,
well, to be fair, it's a cross between agony and joy. You know that point in the middle where it's hurting, but it's transformative.
Yes.
Like Tommy, I want to transform my wife. You know what I mean?
Holly would love it.
I'm happy to give her that experience if we can find out. I reckon I want, what is it, the Mini Pro? What was the other one?
No,
the
there was a Mini, a Flow Mini.
I don't reckon you need a Mini, Hughes.
A Booster Pro.
I reckon Holly's had enough Mini. Go straight for the big guns.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy for Tassal Salmon. Ooh. Responsibly sourced Tassie Salmon.
Healthy. Go some salmon tonight.
Oh, so healthy, so delicious.
And it's great for all the family because it's like a meaty fish. Chris feels like it fills him up.
Yeah.
The kids stir it through pasta, they're happy.
So many options too, because you can get it
have it with salad.
And infused with lemon, mustard and dill, even salmon burger patties. Get yourself some Tassal Salmon. But right now, a little bit of excitement for you.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
Today is the 44th edition of The Time Game. And last week, six-year-old Liam gave us the best ever performance in The Time Game. And he also gave the best answer to the question, what would you do with the money if you won?
Stop! William.
Oh, my God, Liam, that felt so good.
$4,300 is the amount if you win, Liam. What would you do with all that money?
I would give some to my mum and dad, and I will give some to me so I can spend it on a Lamborghini.
Yeah. You are.
That's a great deal.
Good job, Liam. Today, the jackpot is up to...
Believe it or not, $4,500.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
And we
$4,500 for the cheeky little game that could.
Yes. Will it go off next? Will you be able to get through on the phones? Good luck. 131060 is our number.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for the drive home, the Sarvo.
Time for mine. Banana for five. V5 for mine. Time game. Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
God, it feels good because $4,500 on the line. Is this the biggest cash prize in radio?
It's not.
Well, what have we got coming up in the show?
Something about Alpha Bucks, million.
Oh, $1 million to give away.
Pat, who wants $1 million when you can have $4,500?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll have $4,500, thanks.
Good on you, Pat. All you got to do is say stop when you think exactly 5 seconds are up. If you get a bang on the knocker, the money's yours. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, mate. Yeah,
no. Okay, we're going to hand you over to Jesse. He's going to say start, then you say stop.
Start.
Stop.
Oh.
Oh. Did you double stop then, Pat? What happened? Did you go stop, stop? Pat. Oh, Pat. Have you got someone on a stopwatch or a timer in the background who told you stop and then you said stop?
No, I'm here by myself in the rain in Dolby.
Okay.
Very specific.
Yeah, I know, isn't it? Also, the time was between the stop, stop.
Nah, when you get nervous, though, sometimes it happens, you know. Stop, stop, you know.
Yes.
Occasionally.
Yep.
Jesse.
Okay. How did Pat go?
5.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
0.98.
Oh, you should have stopped, stopped sooner.
You'll go, why didn't I notice all the stopwatch? Gosh.
Danielle, are you ready to play the time game?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to hand you over to Jess.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh, Danielle, felt a little on the light side for mine. Danielle, how did you think you went?
Oh, my heart's racing, so I don't know.
That's okay. Jesse?
4.57.
Oh, not bad, Danielle. Thank you. G'day, Jess.
Hey, how you going?
Pretty good. I don't suppose it's Jess with 3 S's, is it?
No.
No, so how many letters have you got in your name then?
4.
Good luck.
You've got this, Jess. Jesse v. Jesse. Jesse, you say start, and Jesse will say stop.
Jesse, he'd be. Okay.
All right. Start.
Stop.
That felt real good.
Ooh. He does this thing, Jess.
Yeah, and he gets the tongue as well.
Yeah, he gets his tongue out, and his little whiskers, they get sucked in his mouth because he does such a quick intake of breath, and his nose goes all dry.
Jesse,
5. Point 29.
Not bad, Jess.
Not bad, Jess. Oh, look out. David, g'day.
Hey, guys, how are you?
You're pretty good. David, just the usual spelling, D-A-V-I-D?
That's the one.
Oh, mate, you are home and hosed. What are you going to spend the money on?
Maybe a nice holiday weekend away with the family.
That sounds great. Whereabouts in this beautiful country are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Tasmania.
Okay, great. The land of the free.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, good luck. I'll hand it over to Jesse, and then it's up to you.
Start.
Stop.
Felt a bit quick.
Oh, his little whiskers
I think it was
are
in the
twitching.
Fours.
He's felt kicked his little ball over to the side of the room.
No, not quick. Felt
Tommy,
a little
quick.
What did
quick. You think it felt like?
To be honest, I was picturing life in Tassie and I was just whisked away.
How was it, Jess?
5.
0.21.
Good on you, Dave. Enjoy
time for one more. Time for one more.
Yes.
Cameron, you're going to be our last go. You got this, yeah?
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay.
Cameron, just a quick quiz question. Do you think there is many people from Cameroon called Cameron?
No, not well. I don't think there would be.
Glad we chatted.
Or Cams from Canberra.
That's not bad. Cans.
No, Cams.
From Canberra.
Oh. Isn't it Canberra?
Oh, sorry, we didn't check. Are you Cameron or are you Canron?
Cameron.
Definitely. Okay, there we go. Cameron, I'm going to hand it over to Jesse Benz.
Start.
Oh, you've been, nothing.
Jesse.
5.
Yeah.
0.75.
Oh,
good news for everybody else. Jackpot's next week, $4,600.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for the drive home, the Sabo.
Because I had an ideareth in the lifteth todayeth, and I thought, it's a little bit dark, but could it possibly be made funneth? By putting some funneth, musicath, undereth, itteth. Let's go.
It's time for the most upbeat and fun segment on radio. Can you guesseth the disseth?
Wow. That was by Shotgun.
Yeah. Hey?
Guesseth. Yeah. The deatheth.
Yes. So a lot of people die in weird and mysterious ways. And will be able to guess how the people that
famous
Jesse...
Famous people or just
the ooh,
random
we don't
people?
Know because Jesse is the headeth
very
of
dark.
The gameth.
Okay.
Nah, it's loads of fun. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's play. So I'm going to give you someone who has died in a weird and wonderful way and you have to guess how it was. I'll start giving you some details.
Well, you have to guesseth the deatheth.
Guesseth the deatheth. Okay. The is Hans Steininger from Austria. Ring any bells for anybody?
It's got to be
yodeling.
Skiing related, yodeling, or is it drinking a stein, and that is where the stein came from?
No. Well, I'll give you a little bit more of a hint. It was back in 1567.
Yodeling. So, I'm going to say it again.
It is not yodeling, but keep saying it.
It's something named after Hans as a result of this.
No. Hans was famous for two things.
Yes.
He had the world's longest beard at 4 feet and 7 inches long.
Wow. Did he trip?
Because, interesting.
Has he tripped on his beard and fallen off a mountain?
Is it not fallen off a mountain. You know what? I'm going to give it to Bickers. He tripped on his beard and he lost balance and died. Fell over and died.
That's fantastic.
But the interesting part was that he usually got around by rolling it up so that he could walk around freely, and there was a fire, and Hans decided he wanted to run away, and he forgot to roll his beard up.
But you can understand a man with that much hair why he would want to run from a fire.
Yes.
Poor little thing would go up in just instantly, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
That's also, the great idea of him rolling it up quickly, like a sleeping bag, and he's trying to stuff it in its thing quickly before the house burns.
Also, the idea of a fire ripping through. Someone like, Hans, have you shaved? No, the house went up, and so did my beard.
All right, here's your other Death to Getheth. It is Michael Anderson Godwin. He was a murderer in South Carolina.
Oh, but he's died.
Yeah, he's dead. Yeah, okay. He was actually sentenced to death in 1983, but that is not how he died.
Did he slip on blood?
He did not slip on blood.
Did he die in jail?
He was in jail because, yeah.
Okay, but it's...
Did he get his... Did his head get stuck as he's trying to escape between two holes?
I'll give you a little bit more of a clue. Yeah. He was supposed to die via the electric chair. It wasn't the electric chair, but it was quite similar.
Oh, did he get electrocuted somehow?
He did get electrocuted. Yeah, how do you reckon he got electrocuted?
I reckon turning the lights out in the showers, cheeky.
No, but interesting, the bathroom.
Okay.
Was he trying to blow wave his hair?
In prison? No, he was supposed to be on an electric chair. He was on some kind of chair.
Yes, he was on the toilet, obviously. And it was one of those electric heated toilet seats, which my mum never let us get it because she said you'll piss on it and electrocute yourself.
No.
Was that damn?
That
he was on the toilet and he dropped something in the bowl.
He was watching something. He was watching a bit of TV and the wire accidentally hit the toilet and it electrocuted him.
Set that up for him, don't you reckon?
Let's give him the dodgy TV.
All right, your next one is Fagilyu Makhmetsyanov.
Sorry, I will not do that to myself.
It's a Russian woman who died in 2012. How did she die?
She tried to smile. No Russian woman has ever tried it again.
Be a real life babushka doll.
And taking people out of herself.
Interesting that babushka dolls come out of things. It's kind of what happened to William Sneers' result.
She came out of a person?
Well, actually, they thought she was dead, but she actually wasn't.
Oh, so something...
Something happened to her in the process after you die.
Was she in a coffin under the ground?
Because she was in a coffin, but it wasn't under the ground.
It was above
the funeral. It was at the funeral. She came back to life.
Yes, and she came back to life, and she was so scared by the whole scenario that she had a heart attack.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And coming up soon, we're going to give someone a shot at $1 million.
Right now, though, feeling a little hurt, Bickers.
Why?
Because you haven't wished it to me once today, but I. You haven't wished it to me once.
It's not your birthday, is it?
No, it's far bigger. It's a Wow Wednesday.
Wow Wednesdays.
And we thought to celebrate, we'll do a very quick game for you of Guess the Wow. I've got three celebrities saying wow, and you've got to guess who they are.
Okay.
Would you like the first one?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, wow.
Who do you think that is?
Play it to me again.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
You're going to have to walk in a guess.
McConaughey.
You think that's McConaughey?
I don't, but I panicked.
So you don't think it's McConaughey?
No, I don't, because I don't have an answer.
So you think it's anyone but McConaughey?
Yes.
Wow. You're correct. It's Owen Wilson.
Well done. Sometimes I get them confused.
Yes, and would you like your second wow?
Yes.
Here you go.
Wow.
That's a quick wow.
Wow. Wow. Cut again.
Wow.
Oh, this is, I'm terrible at this game. I feel stressed.
Yeah. We need an answer.
Wow.
Can you give me a clue?
Would you like that one to be McConaughey?
Can you give me a clue? Play again.
Wow.
Can I have a bit more?
You can have a clue. What about a clue is volleyball?
Oh.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, how about we go on to the third one and then we can reveal all the answers.
Okay.
Wow.
Who is that?
Are they all Owen Wilson?
You're correct. Well done, Bickers.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your drive home this afternoon.
Because I've been working on a new television show and I've been filming some late nights, which has been great, right?
Can't wait to see it. When's it out?
Oh, I don't know the answers to any of these questions. You know I don't know the answer to any of these questions.
I know, it's just they're always the first questions I ask and the questions you never ask.
No, that's why you get more jobs than me. Because I'm like, doesn't matter, let's do it.
Do you sometimes film things that never end up on air?
I'm sure I have. Yeah. I'm sure.
Because you never ask, when's this going to air, guys?
Yeah, and I just assume it's gone out. Did you know, well, this is, it's about stand-up comedy, the show, and one year at Montreal, I shouldn't say what I'm about to say.
Why?
Because I was about to say about a very famous person who filmed a whole series with comedians from all around the world.
Yes.
And it's just never seen the light.
I thought that was you. Didn't you go over and do that?
No. But anyway.
Now I want to know.
So I was standing there last night.
Yes. You left here yesterday very excited that you were going to go do it.
Yes. And I was standing there and I was filming my piece to camera and doing introductions for artists and things like that. And then I just went like this. And they went.
Oh, it's going to make me sick now.
And they went, Tommy, are you okay? And I noticed it's quite cold where we are, right? And particularly at night. And I was standing there and I noticed my whole forehead just had a sheen. And not my usual greasy sheen, just like an instant
sweaty mess.
An instant sweat. And I thought, I could do this. And I said, God, I've just got to run to the bathroom quickly. And I made the smart move of unplugging my microphone pack, which usually I say loudly and proudly, you can listen if you want, you pervert. But this time I unclipped it because I went. And
did you know where you were going to, like, did you know where the bathroom was?
Yes.
Because that's always the panic.
No,
too.
I did know where the bathroom was. And as soon as I shut the door, I spewed into that toilet bowl, I reckon probably six times, but just powerful and out. And I'm like, I didn't feel too bad.
It just came on quick.
Yeah, it just came on quick. And it was the dinner that I'd eaten had just evacuated. And I reckon I ate it probably an hour and a half beforehand.
What did you eat?
This like, here's the insane thing, right? If 5 years ago someone had said to you, hey, do you want to eat these prawns carried by a man in his backpack on his bike for about 10 minutes? You'd say no. But now, thanks to Uber Eats, you go, absolutely, that's fine. So it was like a prawn stir fry thing, right?
And I instantly
started thinking, is it that? I'm not sure, but I reckon I can keep going. And also, so the whole shoot's set up, right?
Did they know that you'd been vomiting?
So I came out and I wanted to say instantly, because if you come out sweating and you don't say you're vomiting, they think you're constipated. That's far more embarrassing. So I said, look, I think
something. But no one wants gastro, though.
Well, I didn't even think of that. I was trying to alert them that it's not COVID.
Okay. Oh,
so,
yes, okay.
Because obviously then everything gets shut down.
Right.
And so I said, look, I think someone might have just disagreed with dinner. I just had a cheeky cat's view. I'm good to go. Right? Microphone back on and I start. And I reckon we get through another 7 minutes of work I start feeling it coming on again. And I've only got to get through about another 10 minutes before we're changing positions and all this setup for this shot that's taken 2 hours or whatever, that'll all be done with. And so I power through about another 3 introductions and then I go, no. And I run in and I spew my absolute guts up. And when we've got to get out there. And they said, you're not okay, are you? And I said, look, I think I can get through this shot. And then it happened again a few minutes later and I was like heartbroken because we're only halfway through shooting. But I came out to tell them that I don't think I can keep going because I'm still spewing. There's one person left on the
They'd
my
all
level.
Packed up.
They hadn't packed up. They cleared everyone away from me in case I was contagious.
Yes, I mean, that's my first thought. On the group WhatsApp that you sent round last night, I wasn't anywhere near you, but already I was feeling like I was going to be sick. I started thinking, oh, my God, I've caught what you had, and, oh, I can't be sick, and, oh.
So they just told me, they said, Tommy, you've got to go, right? And I said, take the hazmat suit off. I can't hear you. And they lifted their helmet up and went, you've got to go. And then I got in my car. I didn't even get home. I only lived 15 minutes away from the shoot.
No.
I didn't get home. Had to spew out again. I reckon I went solidly for like a few hours and then nothing.
Oh.
Nothing.
So that sounds like food poisoning.
Yes.
You got it out of your system. I think it was that dodgy sandwich you ate early in the day. I watched you eat that sandwich and I've never seen a soggier sandwich in my entire life.
But it was just
life.
A salad sandwich.
Yeah,
what
but can salad be? Can be dodgy.
You know what?
It's like when you're pregnant, they tell you to watch out for salads at salad bars.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
Isn't that just because they're boring?
No, it's something with hysteria or something.
But the thing that annoys me about the salad sandwich idea is I don't even, the only reason I like them at the moment is because they suck, right? Everyone knows a salad sandwich sucks. It's just you have it and convince yourself that it's good because you're eating something healthy.
Well, you don't have it if it's going to mean you chuck your guts up later on. Because I think food poisoning is about a 6 to 8 hour turnaround.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know if it's as quick as an hour, even though people think that.
But I looked up this thing and it said you can get this thing called staph poisoning, which hits you, it can hit after 30 minutes and won't last any longer than 24 hours. And I thought, maybe. Anyway, what I want to know is not what you ate, not how sick did it make you, but where were you
when it hit?
Because I had four cameras on me and a fully crowded room. Give us a call, 131060. Where were you when the food poisoning hit?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, for your drive home, that is Lil Nas X and Montero.
I got food poisoning last night and it hit right at the exact moment you want it to hit. When you're in the middle of a take and you've got three cameras on you and a whole crew in front of you and they're watching. Not only are they watching you through cameras which magnify the vision, they've also got microphones which magnify the sound on you, and I realised I needed to spew everywhere and then did that multiple times.
Rose, where did you have food poisoning?
In my car, like in my new car on the highway.
Did you spew in your T-shirt, Rose? I've done that driving before.
Actually, I had a small McDonald's cup. look, it did get emptied a couple of times, which was the traumatic part. look, it wasn't fun, and I certainly went home and cried a little bit. But
how long did it take to get the smell out of your new car?
Well, the car was fine. That's the thing. My hair, like, the car was completely fine, but the multiple McDonald's empties wasn't fun.
That was really not
fun. What have you learned from this, Rose? Just to order a large Coke next time?
That's exactly what I was just about to say. Or even just a family box.
Good on you.
Why is food why is vomiting such a horrible thing?
Mate,
like,
it's not for everyone. For me, your chat yesterday about what you've had in your mouth was way more hectic for me than vomiting.
But is there anyone that likes vomiting? Like, for me, it is. I actually cry.
What do you
mean? Reckon I've
only. There's some people that liked what you had in your mouth.
No, I mean when you vomit, like you often vomit. You're a vomiter.
Yeah,
right?
I'm a spewer. Yeah.
You're a spewer.
Yeah.
I reckon I can count on two hands the times in my entire life I've vomited because it fills me with that much fear.
Yeah. I don't know. This may surprise you, but I don't have the medical qualifications to discuss this, but I'm not sure.
Maybe it's the violent nature of it or something, the way it cut. Anyway.
Mm. Corey, are you a spewer?
Yeah, I'm a spewer.
And when did the food poisoning hit you?
Well, it wasn't, I suppose you could call it drink poisoning. So I went to cash my tax check in at the bank and I'm lining up. And all of a sudden, I just pass out, right? And I wake up and I vomited all over this blonde, nice-looking girl in front of me. All over her shoes and everything.
Gross, Corey.
I mean, it's worse for her, isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you, Corey, I'm fascinated about a few things, but banks are not notoriously open that late for you to be that drunk in a bank.
What time of day? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, yeah. Was it at least in the afternoon, Corey?
Well, I was a baker, so it was actually early morning.
Of course, knock off drinks. great, Corey. Thank you,
mate.
What
about Jason? Jason, where were you when the food poisoning hit?
Hey, guys. How are we?
Good. Good. Legend.
So I was on the end of a fire hose containing a fire.
Oh.
What? So
this is the extra liquid help?
So
you just help put out the flames with your vomit?
So, yeah, now currently in the RFS, so we're deployed to go out for our 12-hour stink, and I thought, okay, well, I'll just, as we have our rations when we go out, and I thought, take a couple of extra things, as we all do, and I just quickly made up some sandwiches at home and just had some salads laying around, and yeah, didn't think too much of it later. And obviously then at the end of the hose, we've jumped out of the truck, and it wasn't too long ago after I had the sandwiches while we're going from place to place, and yeah, on the end of the hose, and was obviously adding extra fluid and stuff onto the fire, I guess,
it's
by vomit.
It's the salad sandwich. It's evil. That's what I reckon. That's what undid you yesterday, your salad sandwich. I do.
Jace, the good thing about, I guess, spewing when you're hosing is you can just turn it on yourself, right?
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home the Savo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, Bick, there's some excitement coming up on the show. You won't believe we've got a very, very famous man who's had to hire someone to defend his tiny ego. It's called ego.
Who have you hired?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Hey, think you're good in the bedroom, though. Thanks to Bedsheets mid-season sale, you could score a bedroom package worth 10 grand plus 2 grand cash. What are you going to do?
You've got to do it. I was like, I don't know. I'm blown away by the prize. I'm just thinking of entering. All you need to do is talk in your best bedroom voice to win. Give the people an example of what we're talking about.
For details and to register to play Get Into Bed with Carrie and Tommy, head to carrieandtommy.com.au now.
Get up to 50% off everything during Bedsheds mid-season sale. Shop now at bedshed.com.au, where no one's better in the bedroom.
I didn't want to give my best voice. I'm saving it for the bedroom.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
$1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
You love the sound of Emily, don't you?
Yeah, I think she sounds fun.
I think so too.
Good on.
What got him over the edge, Emily, was reading what you do with the money. It says buy a box of wine and an excessive amount of Indian food.
Yes. Does that not just sound like heaven?
I mean, it sounds like heaven at the time. It sounds like a wild next day. What's your go-to Indian, Em?
Look, you can't go past a good butter chicken, can you?
You could get a lot of butter chicken for $1 million. That's just a lot.
You could easily eat yourself to death on butter chicken for $1 million.
I really could. Yeah.
Hey,
it's very unlike a woman. We've talked about this on our show, Emily. A lot of women, their first choice of go-to or like ordering food is not Indian.
No.
Really?
Because, yes. Whether it's just not date food or something, even though it's bloody delicious.
No, they're missing out. Indian is definitely the way to go.
Em, I'm just picturing you. You've just got to complete the image. So I'm picturing you with a huge bowl of buttered chicken. You've just won. What wine are we talking? What's sitting next to you in a giant goblet?
Oh, just some really good Shiraz.
Yeah.
That would go delicious. I don't know if Shiraz and Indian really go together, but that's what I would do.
I don't think much goes with Indian, but we do it anyway, and that's the joy of eating it.
All right, do you want to give Emily the rules?
Em, you got 30 seconds to answer all 10 questions. We take your first answer. Can't use the same answer twice. Answer 10, you get 10 grand, which is still a lot of buttered chicken, but also your spot on $1 million day. Pass if you don't have an answer. We'll come back if we have time, and your time starts at the end of your first question. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I think so.
All right. Your letter today is D for dream. D, okay?
D, yes.
All right. Let's go. Name something extinct.
Dinosaur.
An office item.
Desk.
A singer.
Pass.
Something sweet.
Dolce.
A game.
Pass.
A cocktail.
Pass.
A villain.
A villain. Oh, no, pass.
A money term.
Dollar.
An author.
Oh, my gosh, that was awful.
Emily, you gave up on yourself when you got to cocktail. You went, your whole tone went like this. Oh, pass.
Yeah, you know why? Because I'm a new mum and I don't drink cocktails anymore.
Oh,
and so
also,
I was like, that was just a terrible question for me.
You're probably exhausted, are you, Emily, too?
Oh, a little bit. Let's just blame the baby brain.
Yeah. Go get yourself, just to celebrate tonight, go get yourself some Indian anywhere.
Oh,
get some Indian.
Don't. It'll just remind you of the $1 million you don't have.
Thanks, Emily.
No worries. Thanks.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home this Sabo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guess the news. What's the news? Guess the headline. If you've got time.
I'll give you a bit of the story. You've got to guess the rest because... Have you seen it? You've got that look on your face like
I
you
haven't.
Already know the story.
No, it just makes me laugh every time we do this because I'm so bad at it.
No, you'll be great at this.
My mind is not creative enough.
No, well, I'm going to start with a very small piece of information.
Okay.
Jordan Blakely, a man from Washington, and his family home are in the news. Why?
Fire.
A fire is correct. Yes.
Is it?
Yes, fire is correct.
What?
Yes, there was a fire in his family home. Now, I need the reason why particularly this would stick out of as a news story and think it's very close to you as well, the reason we're talking about this.
It's close to me.
Yes.
Is it anything to do with it being in Washington?
No, it is not. No.
It's close to me.
The fire is the pertinent bit. And why?
Is it something to do with they're having outside little bonfires?
Oh, it is not your bonfire
fire,
crew.
Fire pit crew.
It's not your fire pit crew.
Something to do with the toilet.
It is not something to do with the toilet.
Do use the toilet a lot in our house.
Yes,
I'm just trying to think of things connected.
Yes,
about
yes. You are on the right path.
Am I?
Yes.
Okay.
It's one of your less spoken about crews that you are in.
Is it?
Mm.
Okay, he's done something in the house.
Mm. He's been
then
doing
caused
something.
The fire.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay, yes. What's he been doing that's caused the fire? Has he been cooking something?
He has been cooking something of sorts, yes.
Oh, are you trying to allude to the fact that I'm part of some weed club that I'm not a part of?
Is that what you're?
Is that
your answer?
Is that what you're trying to allude to?
It involves.
You know, I can file for defamation at some point.
Well, then I can just
at
prove
some
truth.
Point.
Oh yeah, right. I wouldn't even know how to use the equipment.
So that is part of it. Yes, he's part of your stoner crew, Bickmore. Your
started,
Adam Sandler appreciating
crew. Is he growing something?
He is. Yes.
He's growing something illegally that mm-hmm. starts a fire.
Yes, but he's doing something else with it then.
Once
he's grown it,
yep.
But then what has caused the fire?
What's he doing to it, Jesse? Thoughts? Mm.
So how much is he growing? Is it like an inside setup?
He's growing a lot. Yeah. He's growing a lot.
In a shed or in the house?
No, in the family home. And then,
has he got kids?
Well, no, I assume if he's in his family home, I'm assuming he's the son.
Is it a lighting?
Oh, he's a young
he's
guy in his
25,
okay.
Yes.
Was it the lighting setup that...
It was not the lighting setup.
So it's something that he's doing with the weed once he's grown it that then has caused the fire, it's not, he's not smoking it.
There's all, yes, he is. It's all linked in here. So because when you huff back on a bit of treba, what happens to you?
She doesn't remember anything after that, mate. Come on.
What happens to you?
I get a bit spacey. Yeah. Do I?
Yeah. So he might have got a bit spacey. And maybe he forgot.
Oh, that he had something burning.
Yeah, that he had something on, yes.
A pot. He was cooking some food because he gets a bit hungry.
A pot. He does get a bit hungry.
He gets the munchies.
Yes, you say that with cheese or dust all over your hands.
So he was cooking some baked beans and he left it on the pot.
No.
My food of choice.
No, he forgot. He got a bit, you know.
Yep.
And then he was using a method to extract the oil from the product that we're talking about,
because
it can be sold in various forms. And to do that, he was using butane gas. And he forgot that he was using butane gas, and essentially his whole house was full of butane gas.
What's butane gas?
Gas.
Right.
And then he went, you know what I need? Another bit of the Bickers magic in a rolled up durry, and went to light that. The whole house was full of butane gas.
Whoa.
And it caught on fire.
Leveled, yes.
Gosh.
Yep.
I'll take note for next time.
Good. What are you writing down there?
Just to do not use butane gas.
Yeah. How are you going to extract the oil then?
I know. I'll have to find another method.
Suck it out.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon.
Hey, $1 million up for grabs at the moment with $1 million Alpha Bucks. And if you want to play tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., I have a clue for you. This is awesome to give you this clue because it not only gives you an answer, it also tells you what the letter is. You
it
can go
does.
Practice tonight.
It does. Can you sound it out phonetically for us and then we put it together?
What if I sing it?
Yeah, great.
And then it's a clue, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Good as hell.
Lizzo.
Great.
Is the clue.
Yes.
Well done. Whew, and $1 million like that, and yeah. I've got it.
No. You've got to play Alphabucks. A few more steps involved.
Download the listener
morning.
App. Okay, yep. Search yep. Karen Tommy, fill out the form. We will see you then. Bickers up next. I've been waiting for this story all show. Mm-hmm. The very famous man who had to enlist help to make the public realise he didn't have a small, how's it going down there?
Yes.
That's next.
Yes. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Wednesday, arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
One of Trump's ex-staffer has a new book, a new tell-all book coming out. She was his White House press secretary for a period of time. Her name was Stephanie Grisham.
The press sec is a big job, isn't it?
It is a big job. And this is very, very interesting because she details in this book some of the experiences she had with Trump that made her quit the job. Mm-hmm. The first one, she said, was when he called her while aboard Air Force One to ask if she would defend the size of his manhood because Stormy Daniels had gone on TV and described it as a mushroom character in Mario Kart.
Toad. She described it as Toad.
And she was, yeah, he was not very happy with that. So somehow he thought it was his press sec's job to fix that. She says here, she wrote back, yes, sir. I mean, how?
Yeah, I know.
Doesn't make it any better, that music, does it?
Well, in any of the words that I started to say, I was like, it'd be a mouthful. And then I realised that's the word you want to avoid.
Yes, it is the word you want to avoid. But she also talks about times when she summoned him to bring on a press aide that he thought was gorgeous onto Air Force One just so he could look at her, and then started talking about her rear end. And he said, I want you to keep her around. I think we can get rid of this music now. Keep her around. And Stephanie says, I did the opposite. I made sure she was nowhere near him. He's obviously responded, and he's explained, because she talks about how she never, ever, ever, which is so weird for a press sec, gave a press conference because she made sure, she avoided it because she knew he'd make her say stuff that wasn't true in these press conferences. And so she found a way to never have to do a press conference.
Isn't the press sec, isn't that the
I thought so.
Like your Peter Credlin to your Tony Abbott?
Is that... So maybe other people did the press conference, or she just sent him out to do his own dirty work. But he's retorted. He said that she didn't have what it takes to do the job. We knew that from the beginning. She was angry and bitter. She had problems. And now, like anyone else, she's getting paid by radical left-leaning publishers to say bad things about me.
I mean, not having what it takes to do the job is the exact sentence that got him in the trouble in the first place.
Speaking about relationships that have ended better, Drew Barrymore has spoken on Dax Shepard's podcast about her ex-husband and his new wife.
Is Dax Shepard's podcast available on the listener app?
I don't think so.
And let's not talk about it.
Well, I just wanted to pay credit to where this interview came.
To Dax Shepard.
Drew Barrymore has spoken about how she just loves her ex-husband's new partner. They got married a couple of weeks ago and she is down with it.
I just feel like I won the lottery with her. Like, I really did.
Oh, that's a great really place lovely. To be.
Oh, we're going to Hamilton together. Oh, wow. Like, I've been texting them on their honeymoon with invitations to our daughter Olive's birthday. Like, do you like this invitation? Is this good to go to send out? I feel like I'm lucky that, like, there's this new beautiful soul that came into our lives.
So hang on, let's leave Dax out of this for a second. Who's Drew talking about?
Drew is talking about her ex-husband's new wife.
But and who are they famous?
Or do we not know? I don't think so. I think she's just saying that he's remarried.
If they're not famous, who cares?
No, it's very rare for the ex-wife to love the new wife.
I know, but I was trying to picture, is this Adam Sandler or something with
sorry,
someone?
Do you need more celebrity couples who
because
are
wasn't she, because for I have the husband that news. As well.
No, because she was with Tom Green. That's why I was thinking of that. Drew Barrymore and Tom Green, remember he snuck into hospital, bunkered down, it was ages ago? Not now.
Not now.
Drew Barrymore was with nobody and harassing
her
that poor nobody.
Her ex-husband was Will Copelman.
Oh, couples.
Let's talk about Cameron Diaz. You know how she's with
Thank
Benji.
Thank God we're back to famous people.
Benji Madden, another famous person.
Yes. Does
this tick all the parts in your book? Yes. They're both famous and they're together.
I love Blink-182.
But she has revealed about the, because she's very private about their relationship.
I know, it's Smash Mouth. Anyway.
I'm just going to keep reading. Okay. She's very private
what are they called?
Their relationship. Good Charlotte.
Damn it.
And which he's obviously in that band with his twin brother. But she speaks about the first time she met Benji was actually through his twin brother and his twin brother Joel's wife, Nicole Richie, right? And that she was surprised when she came across Benji. She was like, who is this guy and how come I've never seen him before?
I was like, how come I didn't see him before? I was like,
which is funny because you saw his twin brother.
No, but wasn't the same.
Yeah. Wasn't, it's not the same. It's,
they're not
totally
the same.
Different, they're even so though they're different. Identical twins.
Yeah, they, you know, even though they're twins, they're very, very different, obviously. But yeah, I saw him walking towards me and I was like, he's hot. I haven't seen him before.
Which is so weird because they are identical twins.
Yes.
And she knew one of the twins well. And then she's at this guy going, gosh, I've just never seen a guy like that before.
You have. You've seen every.
Yes.
Again, I went to say interview him. And then I was like, don't, we're back in Donald Trump territory. Are we? Should we play some Good Charlotte to take us out? Have you got good riddance there?
Last stars of the Richard Bader. I get it. It's a joke. Yeah.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the podcast is over, Carrie and Tommy are definitely thinking about a quick and nutritious dinner, like responsibly sourced Tassal Tassie salmon. Switch it up, Australia, and get a healthy boost of omega-3 tonight.